My name is Michael Proctor. I am 21 years old. Today is December 2nd. I'm speaking with Christy Proctor, who is my mother, and I'm recording from Richmond, Virginia.
My name is Christy Proctor. I am 43 years old. Today is December 2nd, and I'm speaking with Michael Proctor, who is my son. I am recording this interview in Newport News, Virginia.
All right, so today's topic, we're going to be speaking on social media and how it's like changed over time. And so my first question for you will be, in your own words, describe social media and its impact on your life.
Social media to me, what I think of is Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. To me, it's a way for me to stay in communication with everybody in my life, meet new people from there.
All right. And what social media platform do you use the most and why do you use it over others?
I use Facebook the most. I'll go on Instagram every so often, but I like Facebook because I have more of my family, my distance family, more of them are on that. So I stay connected with them a lot longer. Well, easier to stay connected with them. Instagram, I've just not been a really big fan of. Snapchat, I've never even done it. I've seen my kids do it. Used to be MySpace. That used to be the thing before Facebook. But like I said, Facebook is the way, that's what I like to use.
All right. And for the next question, I was like, when you first started using social media, to like your first verified account on whether it was MySpace or Facebook, how has it changed since then to now?
I first started with MySpace, and it's so different from Facebook. I haven't been on MySpace in years, but the difference with the two is with MySpace, it wasn't really staying connected with a lot of people. You would see a little post here or there or answer these funny little questions. You might add a photo here or there, but Facebook, you're constantly seeing everyone's posts. You're posting your more pictures. On my Facebook, I have the news, the radio station, so I'm in more contact with everything, with what's going on in today's society, friends, family, what's going on locally. You can get recipes by, looking at someone else's Facebook. You get a lot more information on Facebook than I think I ever did on MySpace.
All right. And so a lot of discussions are there. Does social media, is it good or is bad? For first, I want you to tell me, how is social media good?
Well, social media has been good for me because, like I said, I could stay in contact with my family that is, a lot of them live out of state, different places, different states. That's how I do my news. I can know what's going on locally. So I always know what's going on. People I went to school with, I've been able to reconnect with them. And so it's, overall, it's good. I can see how, not just stay in contact with my family, but I can see their photos of their family, watching their kids grow up, my aunts and my uncles, and watching everybody, what they're doing every day.
All right, and I would say, what do you think are the bad things about social media? What do you think is like, it's just too far, like it shouldn't be done on social media?
I think too much political has got into social media, where everybody wants to put their opinion out there, but then if you say your opinion, then you're wrong. Nobody wants to do that's your opinion. I respect that. And so social media, I've seen, will go one way, or someone will criticize yourself or other people because of your opinion. And it's just with everything going on in life, just in general, you can't speak about religion. And if you do, Someone's going to leave negative comments. If you say your opinion on anything, political, religious, school, what's going on in today's society with the COVID-19, and if someone else doesn't like it, they're going to leave negative comments on that. And that's not right for anybody because everybody should have their own opinion and everybody should respect that opinion.
All right, and do you think that social media is changing people's views on not only politics and religion, but also like their selves and like their body? They feel like they should look a certain type of way to get approval by society, or that they should think a certain type of way so that everyone just agrees with them.
A lot of people are using filters on social media with, when they take a selfie. And to me, you should show yourself, your true self, not have to do a social, a filter to make yourself look better, prettier, more makeup, anything. To me, you should just be yourself. It's hard to know who is who anymore because there's so many filters that kind of changes someone's appearance. So with me, I want to know what, every day what you look like. Don't hide yourself. Don't make yourself into something you're not.
All right, and what's your advice to give people when like seeing news on social media? Because we now live in a day and age where the greatest world leaders all have a Twitter, a Facebook, or an Instagram. What's your advice to someone who's like reading the news that's being put out there by major like news stations?
I feel as is a good source because you know what's going on because we don't always have time to watch the news on TV. But at the same time, you need, don't believe everything you read. Don't believe everything you hear on social media. You need to fact check everything. And it's just, there's good things for it and bad things for it. But if you're going to, rely just on getting your news from social media, you need to be open and be able to fact check everything that you're reading, especially like you said, politicians are using social media. Just because they said something does not make it true. So you need, so before you go to make a comment or repeat it to somebody else, make sure what they just said or they just posted is correct.
All right, and should there be a certain like limit or like guidelines to what people can do on social media?
I feel like we should be able to do anything in a sense, as long as it's within the laws. You don't want to go and show nudity, anything like that. But you should be able to post and say your opinion on anything. But when you do something, you're going to take a risk of someone posting something negative, calling you out, screenshotting your comment, your post, and putting it out on their social media so thousands of people can see. So I believe it should, you should be able to still say what you want. Yeah, I'm just gonna say you should be able to, it shouldn't really be a limit just as long as it's within the, you're not breaking the laws.
All right, and do you think social media does it? Do you think it divides us more than it brings us together? And how so?
It does divide us because now our faces are so more into our phones. And that seems to be the way we communicate with people more than a telephone, seeing someone face to face, even writing a letter. It's not like that no more, where we're, in a sense, we're drifting apart and we're all bad for it. I'm bad for it for myself. Sit at on the couch watching TV beside your significant other, and you're both on your phones, constantly on social media, see what's going on, who said what. The latest trend, a recipe, whatever it may be, instead of going face to face and having a conversation with each other. Or we'll post, hey, what's going on tonight? Or you want to go do this tonight? We'll send a Facebook message instead of just picking up the phone and saying, hey, let's meet up, let's go do this. It's so it has divide us some, because our faces are so into our phones anymore than it is face to face with people, having a conversation, watching the movie like we said we were going to do, focusing on things like that. So yeah, I feel like it has divided us in a sense.
Where do you see social media in the future, whether it be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Where do you see, like, will there be like a time where it's like, all right, this is how social media is and it's going to stay this way for a long time? Or do you think it'll just continue growing and growing to like things that we couldn't even imagine right today?
I feel it's going to continue to grow. You're going to have new social media. I feel like maybe Facebook and Instagram may eventually die off, but there's going to always be a new app, the new and the latest, the trending, whatever the case may be. It's going to blow up. That's going to be how our lives are anymore.
And to go a little not off track, but so our generation, like mine, we get most of our information from, I would say, Twitter more than anything. How did your generation get most of its news?
Or the news for me was you watched it on TV, you read the daily press. That's how we got our news. Or if you just had a conversation with, my parents, they're telling us what was going on in the news. We didn't look up, we didn't have the internet like we do now, where we can look up the news, we can look on social media and see what's going on. The news and everything in the world is at our fingertips. But before, you had to wait to the 5 o'clock news, the 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock news at night. You got the Daily Press was got it on put on your front porch every morning, and you would read that. That was our entertainment. Our entertainment was looking the sales ad that came in on Sundays, the comic strips they had on it. That was our entertainment. You wanted to see a movie, you went to the newspaper, you see when your movie listings were. Everything, was that way. It's not over the computer like it is now.
And the next question, do you think it has affected the way that you view things in life? Like any sort of change to where you had a certain view on something, but now that you can get like more information out of social media and you start to see like other people across the world, do you think it can be anything? Do you think it's changed like the way you view maybe life?
Give me a moment. I don't think it's really changed anything for me personally, but I can see where some people, they can change their opinions. Especially like I said in our with the election that just happened. Everybody's posting stuff regarding Biden, Trump. I can see where someone might change sides because they're reading more, most of their friends are Republicans, and now they're looking at their views a little bit more differently and say, hey, maybe it's, I should go more Democrat. But me personally, I don't really see where it's changed me and my views. I do, say, I mean, it has viewed my opinion on everybody. I guess when you post something, you're going to have to just set, whatever you post. But no, I just don't think it's really personally has affected me or changed me and my views and my way of thinking or my life.
Do you think that social media has presented opportunity? For example, a lot of people have used social media as a way to come out about sexual preference, or like you had the Me Too movement, where a lot of people came out and spoke, even though it was hard for them. But you also, the opportunities can be like you meet a friend that you forgot existed from back in high school, or anything like that.
not really understanding your question. Could you repeat that one more time?
Like, does it present opportunity for people? Like, what opportunities can it like allow people to have?
Oh, well, I mean, like you said, you kind of reconnect with people you grew up with. I grew up with this girl when I was 9 years old, grew all the way. Last time I probably seen her, I was 16, 17. Don't know where she ever went in life and got reconnected on Facebook. So it's nice to see, have an opportunity to see her as she's got grown and what she, you know, how she is now. So yeah, there's been a lot of opportunities like that. Getting I had a cousin I got reconnected with, and I didn't, it was 20 some years since me and her last spoke or seen each other. So opportunities like that has really, you know, been a blessing for me.
All right, and kind of like a fun question. If you could add one thing to social media, what do you think you would add? Because I know that in social media, it's like you can almost do everything, but not quite everything. I know like Facebook, you can play games on it. I don't know if they still do that. I'm more of like an Instagram or Twitter user. But yeah, do you think there'd be one thing like an aspect in your life that you could use that would be like more helpful if like social media added it onto it?
I can't think of anything that they can. To me, social media does it everything. It has everything on it. Like I said, you can now buy things, go on Facebook Marketplace, and you can find things people are selling. So I can't, you know, like you said, you have games. Honestly can't think of anything else they can add to make it better, to make it fun.
All right, how about, do you think social media can be addicting?
Yes. Even I find myself on Facebook a lot, seeing what's going on, then get back, you know, get off of it. 10 minutes later, I'm back on. Who's unsaid something since then? It's very addicting. It's you get wrapped up in what other people are saying. You get wrapped up looking at other people's posts and their pictures. Yeah, it's definitely you spend a lot more time on your phone looking at things like that than what we should. So yeah, it is very addicting. You know, your phone goes off, you're instantly looking at it. You know, oh, I have a Facebook message. Someone left me a comment. You want to hurry up and respond. You want to see that post, that comment. You want to see that picture. So you're more focused on that than every, yeah, very, it's very, very addicting.
All right, and I guess for a follow-up question is there anything else you would like to add onto like social media? Like not as in like the, like an actual like anything to add on like what we are talking about that you haven't discussed yet?
I said I mainly only go on Facebook, so I'm not really. And Facebook to me does everything. Like I said, I don't know about Twitter. I don't, you know, I go on Instagram once, maybe once a month, if that sometimes. I don't have Snapchat. I can't really think of anything else. The only thing I wish they would do is I wish you would see more of your posts, of other people's posts, because you can have 200 friends. And you're only going to see the same people's posts, but all 200 are doing something each week. But I feel like they need to show, you know, that way you know what everybody's going on. And it kind of takes some of the ads away.
All right, so when you say ads, how do you feel about, because a lot of people notice how like if you talk about something, you talk about something, the next day on Facebook, you'll see exactly what you're talking about. Like, do you like not like when like you look up one thing on Facebook, but that's all you'll see over and over and over?
So like when you're if you're on your phone and you look up Home Depot looking for a ceiling fan, then all of a sudden you go on Facebook, now you're
Yeah.
feeling, yeah, that is, yeah, you sometimes it's like, okay, I've already, you know, don't need to see it on Facebook. It's, you know, if I want to keep looking, I'm a go to the store's website. I don't need it on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. I followed a page on Instagram. It was like a clothing line. I never saw this page on Facebook. And now every time I go on Facebook, it's like I see it every single time. And so basically, I guess I would say if I could change one thing is how they track you so much, because it seems like everything you do, it's somewhere in a database and they know what you do. And
It
that.
is. It is if you have your locations on, someone can actually pinpoint about where you're at that given moment. So you always want to make sure your locations is off because you don't need someone that you might be friends with on Facebook, but you don't really know. You don't need them knowing, you don't live on, you're sitting at your house and they can get about where you live. So they need to, yeah.
Well, that's all I have for you. Thank you so much, Mom, and I love you.
I love you too, son. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.